News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department. It's been a busy week. Well, I wanted to start, though, with last weekend. Had the National Night Out kickoff event last Saturday. The actual block parties took place this past Tuesday. What's been the reaction from the police department?
Oh, I think all of our officers had a blast. They always really have a good time when they get to go out and meet with the community under pleasant circumstances. You know, it's nice to be able to visit with our citizens whenever something bad hasn't happened. Just, you know, whenever everybody's having a good time and gives the citizens a chance to meet with us in less stressful surroundings. And it's just a... there's nothing negative about it. It's positive all the way around.
Well, and perhaps some of those new relationships will be of benefit to all concerned in the future. Certainly some positive relationships either made or strengthened this past week due to some public input that we've done some news stories on a couple of recent arrests and different cases that, police department relies on the public's eyes and ears to try to get some of those things known.
You're right. With National Night Out, people get to see that we're just regular people. You know, we're not mean and scary. You know, we're normal people. We have, I guess, kind of normal lives. Maybe not really normal, but kind of normal lives. We've got families, you know, we've got pets, and, you know, we're just like everyone else. And so hopefully they'll feel more comfortable calling us whenever they see something that just doesn't look right. We, you know, hopefully will take away some of that intimidation factor, and people will, you know, if they see something that they know in their gut isn't right, they'll call like our people did earlier this week. And as a result, we arrested some burglars and recovered a lot of stolen property. And we wouldn't have even been able to do that if the people in that apartment complex hadn't picked up that phone whenever they saw the guys trying to break into cars.
And we talked a little bit about this when those arrests occurred, but it bears repeating as we're talking, first of all, maybe about crime reporting. Well, let's talk a little bit about crime prevention. All you have to do is lock your doors, and perhaps you're not in a situation as countless people are if you have a room full of recovered merchandise, but there's no way to identify the owner.
That's right. You know, I feel like a broken record because I'm always saying lock your doors, lock your doors, lock your doors. But this arrest that we made just bears that out. We were told that they would try car doors, and if the door was locked, they walked away because they knew that they were going to come up to another car that would be unlocked. And so everything that they took came out of cars that were unlocked, and they tried numerous doors, and they may try, you know, three or four doors, and they were all locked, and they walked away from those cars, but walked up to another car that was unlocked and reached in and took their GPS or their iPod or their sunglasses or their golf clubs or whatever else was laying there out in the open for them to take. And it goes back to the signs that a lot of people will see as they're going into shopping center parking lots, apartment complex parking lots. There's signs posted all over. It says, lock your car, take your keys, hide your belongings. And, you know, it seems like I can't say it enough, but then people still leave their cars unlocked. They still leave their belongings in plain sight, and they don't take their keys.
Visiting with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department, we've been visiting some about crimes that are property crimes in nature. Let's segue over to the crimes against people. And again, a second arrest based on a case that originated earlier this year where, again, unfortunately, sometimes you really have to protect your privacy in some unusual ways because, unfortunately, sometimes some unusual things are being done to commit crimes against you as a person.
And we tend to have an expectation of privacy. You know, if we've got a 6-foot privacy fence, 8-foot privacy fence, I guess is standard, and we know that somebody would have to climb over that fence and get onto our private property to see in a window, you know, in a perfect world, we should be able to leave our blinds open and our curtains open and do whatever we want to. But I guess fortunately for me, because it makes sure that I have a job, we don't live in a perfect world. and it's never going to be, you know, so perfect and so safe that we can leave other people with the opportunity to violate our privacy. And that was the case in the instance where we arrested the gentleman in May. He had climbed over a privacy fence. He had climbed up onto an air conditioner and propped up a camera in a very small window that looked into a bathroom. And further investigation, of course, revealed that he had done this more than one time and had gone into a wooded area and invaded somebody else's privacy. And I really, you know, I really do wish, you know, I joke about me not having a job, but I really do wish we lived in a perfectly safe world where there weren't any bad people, but we don't. And so just take extra precautions. If you don't mind for people to see into your house, then, you know, leave your curtains open. But if you want your privacy whenever you're taking a shower or whatever, you know, go ahead and shut your curtains. If you have, if it's a window that doesn't have curtains, buy some type of, you know, like I talked about the other day, the frosting, the plastic coating that you can put on your window that doesn't damage them at all, but it does prevent people from seeing inside. You know, take some precautions to make sure that your privacy is insured and give them one less opportunity to do something that you don't want them to do.
Wrapping up with Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department, I noted noticed the parking lot in the apartment complex where I lived was about half empty last night and this morning, and it reminded me that we have a long Columbus Day weekend involving the colleges and some of the schools, and that's a reminder for those taking trips, whether it's up to Lubbock for a ball game or just being able to get out of town, because it's not a Aggie home football weekend, to let people know that you're going to be gone, and maybe some extra eyes will maybe prevent something from happening.
If you know your neighbor and you can trust your neighbors, let them know that you're going to be out of town so they can watch your place. Put timers on your lights, on your radios, so it makes it seem like someone is home even if there's not anyone home. If you're traveling to Lubbock, let someone know the route that you're going to take in case something happens. They know, you know, have an idea of where to let law enforcement start looking for you if you don't arrive at your destination when you're supposed to. And when you're in Lubbock, please party responsibly. Kind of joked this week that the only thing worse than being in jail in College Station would be being in jail in Lubbock, Texas. And so we want our Aggies to go up there and have a blast at the game, but we want them to do it responsibly. We want them to be classy, because we are. Aggies are classy, and we want to go up there and set a good example and show them what real fans are like, and you know, come back safe.
And for those of us who may go somewhere locally to root the Aggies on, or maybe we're going to the Reds Festival, and you may take of the grape a little bit, also a reminder to do the same thing, whether or not you're going in town or out of town.
Designate a driver, because the people who won't be gone this weekend are our police officers. They'll be out working the streets and looking for drunk drivers like they usually are, because they want to make sure that they keep the sober drivers safe from the people who are driving after they've been drinking.
Well, have a great weekend. We'll visit again next week.
You too.
All right. Rhonda Seaton, the College Station Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.